Good day. Today we're going to pray for a very large city in our county. In fact, it is suggested that it actually might exceed the population of our county seat, San Bernardino City, and that is the city of Fontana. So to give you some background, it's located approximately 50 miles east of Los Angeles. It's identified as the crossroads of the Inland Empire because of where it's located, so close to the 15, the 10, the 60, and it is like smack dab in the middle, so you can get to almost anywhere from it. It is home to a lot of delivery centers and distribution centers. It is considered a clean, vibrant, connected, modern city nestled underneath the San Bernardino Mountains. Its mission statement is to serve to enrich the lives of all people by embracing opportunity. It has, as of this moment, 215,000 people. Yeah, that's right. And it's actually going to grow at least by another 0.6% on average each year, which is high. 69% is Hispanic, 13% white, 8% black, 6% Asian. The average age is 31. Male to female, 49 to 51%. 65% own their home. The average household has 4 people. That's unique. Most of the cities that we've looked at in our county usually have 2 or 3 as average. 13% less than 9th grade. 11% 9th to 12th, 28% high school grad, 23% some college, and 23% have degrees. The average earnings is $39,000 per person. 51% speak Spanish, 42% speak English, 5% speak an Asian language. The median household income is $73,000, 47% are married, 39% have never been, 4% widowed, 7% divorced, and 2% separated. There are over 5,000 veterans. 34% of them served in Vietnam, 60% in the First and Second Wars, Gulf Wars, 3% in the Korean, and in World War II. It was founded in 1913, and it is the second largest city, 19th largest in our county, and the 19th largest in California. It started as an agricultural community and then became an industrial town by the Henry J. Kaiser Steel Mill, which is on the outskirts of the town, and became and still is a primary source of employment until 1984, when it ceased operation. The legacy is now in the Fontana Kaiser Permanente facility, which employs more than 6,000 people. The reason for the growth is the development of the facility and the unparalleled population. So the Kaiser that's in Fontana is one of the largest ones in the region. Incorporated in 1952, it's a hub for a supply chain because of its crossroad location and major trade routes, the 10, the 15, and the 210, and the presence of the Union Pacific Railroad that goes through it. It is home to many large retailers and businesses, and the Metrolink station provides a low-stress commuting option in addition for those that want to work in LA. So of interest, they actually host a thing called the Fontana Days of Half Marathon, the fastest half marathon course in the world. It has the Center Stage Theater, Art Depot, the Auto Club Speedway, 59 sports fields, including the Dodgers Dream Field, 48 parks, Pacific Electric Trail, the acclaimed sports and recreation facilities, and a state-of-the-art Lewis Library and Technology Center. So how can we pray for Fontana? Lord, we bring Fontana before you, and we know that they deal with air issues because of the traffic and smog. We know that they are in the moderate drought. They have wind issues, very high wind there, often seen in the freeways. They've had recent earthquakes, huge population growth. They have issues with the truck driver and distribution. That's been in the news. And they potentially could have fires in the smaller areas in the fields. So we lift that up, Father, and ask that their city council would rule and this area, this huge city, with high standards, high morals, ethical principles, financial cleanness and the way that they handle the budgets and the money, and that they would distribute the funds in ways that will benefit the people and the area. We pray they would look for ways to help with all the hazard issues and all the things that they deal with because of the number of buildings, delivery trucks, etc. It's also home to Burtek, which is our trash company that serves a good portion of this area in our county. And so we pray for all the major employers, the California Steel, Aseptic Beverages, Burtek, Vista Metals, American Security Products, Sola Borate, Rotolo, Chevrolet, the City of Fontana, DSM&T, Netcom, and all the other places, God, that are there, that are working with so many people in Kaiser itself. We pray you would bless them. You would grant their administration and the city officials and the officials of the organizations to find ways to improve the city and to allow for Christians to share their faith. We pray for the Fontana Unified School District that has a lot of schools, 26 elementary, 7 middle, 7 high schools, and they have a branch of the Chaffee Community College. We pray, God, that you will bless the teachers who know your name. Bless the administration that knows your name. Give them boldness. Bless the students who know your name with boldness. We pray, God, that they would pray for one another, and God, we would see a mighty work in the schools in Fontana. We also pray you would bless the Christian schools to do the same. The crime grade is high. There are a lot of gangs in this area. And there have been gangs like South Fontana, Mexican Mafia, Prison Gang, La Emmy, and many more in many of the places in Fontana. So its overall crime grade is D-. Crime occurs every 38 minutes on average. Yeah, you heard me right. So Father, we pray that people would come to know Jesus, and their drug issue, which is very high at 21%, and theft is very high at 14%. We pray, God, that gangs will come to know Jesus, that you will deliver them and set them free, that we would see Paul's turn to Saul's. We pray, God, that churches will be able to handle the population growth. More Spanish-speaking ones would arise to meet the demographics. Intercessors would rise up and unite and pray for an awakening, a move, God, for you through the believer, sweeping move of the Spirit to bring a fresh vision, excitement, and desire to repent, to turn from sin and share Jesus with others. That this move of God would go beyond the church walls into the city, into workplaces, schools, businesses, hospitals, medical places, neighborhoods. Believers would take prayer walks in their community, praying for the lost, or prayer drives, and that they would pray for laborers for the harvest and would be part of that. They would pray for those that need healing and deliverance. They would give to those in need. They would expect God to move in their city in tangible, manifest ways that would cause those who don't believe to give their lives to Jesus and be transformed by the gospel. In Jesus' name.